And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
This is the dirtiest show I have ever been on in all of my life.
Crossed over.
I think he's thinking about Martin's show. That thing is filthy.
Oh, it is.
It is.
Martin had Johnny Carson on the show?
Gold dust at my feet.
I guess. Must have.
That was Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
Rich Little's still around, isn't he?
Yes. Dyes his hair.
Really?
Like he thinks nobody will know he's 80 years old. Been around forever. Still doing impressions.
Wow.
Still performing. Good afternoon. I didn't think I was going to make it. I'm 40. I'm in the car. It's 2:45. No one in the place but you and me. 2:45, and I'm at 40, nowhere near 270. It's just crawling. And you ever go through a lot of, and you think, well, eventually there'll be a big wreck or something, and there's nothing.
It just clears up, yeah.
You don't know what, you have no idea why
I don't get it.
There's construction, but it's way off the side. It's not on the main thing.
Have you ever seen one of those videos how traffic congestion can start with just one car?
No.
And end up blocking up a whole, lanes of highway?
No.
Just by stopping, or just by not paying attention to the road, it just the backup. Then it's just that adds on to it incrementally, person by person.
We were crawling like 10 miles, 12 miles an hour, everybody, and then we just started moving.
Yeah,
so.
It does it on 270 going south, and it goes. It'll stay from like Page all the way down to
Doherty Ferry.
Yeah, Doherty Ferry, and all of a sudden opens up. No reason at all, but it's just congestion, and I guess it's cars coming in from the ramps, and who knows.
I made it, and I made it here in plenty of time to prepare a show. I was in here by 3:02, so I had plenty of time to prepare. What a show we've prepared for you. It is Thursday, which means Scott Sherman will be in here in the 4 o'clock hour. We've been doing this for what, 6 months with Scott? I would say easily.
I think he said last October, I think.
Okay, so
really? Almost a year.
9 months, whatever, 6, 10, 9, 8. The point is, from the day he came in here, it was a hit. It's just people have issues and problems, and they need advice and they need help, and he gives it, and I think he gives it well in a way people can understand. So if you have a thing that is a legal issue and you wonder, can I do this, or can my neighbor do that, or can my kids do this to me, can I do this to my brother, what about my ex-wife, he'll be here in the 4 o'clock hour. It is the ninth day of June. It's 95 degrees.
Yeah.
It'll be 100 tomorrow. I'm telling you, it will be. We had 2 days of great weather, and now it's miserable. It was all rain without letting up. Then it stopped a little bit. Then it rained again. Then it was nice. Now it's hot and humid. I'll tell you what it is. It's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another
he was ready
sleepy,
for it.
Dusty Delta day.
And this is the kind of day she's talking about when she says sleepy, dusty Delta day. There's no dust. Well, there was in the construction area. There was dust, but it's just a humid. It might as well be August. So, stay cool. Remember what they say. Drink a lot of alcohol. Mm-hmm. Dress in layers.
Yes.
Dark clothing.
Dark clothing. The darker the better. Black, preferably. And you'll be fine. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Ooh.
I have something.
Well, Mr. Helper.
Well,
Dan Strauss spoke first today. Here he is, Dan Strauss.
Well, this happened.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. This happened last night. First of all, the weather couldn't have been
That's right. The Northside Johnsons performed last
year. Yeah, the Southside Johnny Band performed at T. Meyer Park in St. Anne. A lot of folks there that were AM and the PM.
Hmm.
And one person, when I pulled up to get ready to go set up, he walks across the stage and walks up to me, and he says, "Hi." It was not John Carney. It was Steve, the conductor.
Oh, my goodness. Did he conduct your band?
He did. He did. He sat out in front, but we took a break. We played one set, took a break, went to the bathroom. Steve came and hung out. I introduced him to a few people and then brought him up and to introduce him and say there really is a Steve the conductor, and he got the biggest kick out of it, and then he sat there and conducted us for a song.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. So, it was really, really a good night last night. And Steve, the conductor, was there.
That's what you have?
Yeah, that was it.
Pee on anything?
No.
Woo!
What?
All right, let's close it. Let's shut it down. We're going to be able to take a lot of calls then today. If you want to dial us up, that's fine. I think you know the numbers from any cell phone or most cell phones. You have to say most cell phones. Star KTRS. 314-969 KTRS or 888-550 KTRS. I got in here and Peon showed me a story, and I had already seen it this morning. And this is the perfect example of how we'll never be able to figure out the master plan for our lives, what the powers that be have in store for us. It just, things happen and you can't explain it. There's a woman who's celebrating her 55th birthday at Virginia Beach yesterday. The wind kicks up, lifts a beach umbrella out of the sand. It was on a pole, a sharpened pole pushed down in the sand.
Mm.
Lifts it up, sends it sailing, and it impales her like a spear in the chest, and she's dead.
Wow.
Now, try to imagine you're sitting there on the beach, and you're thinking, that's my birthday. What a beautiful place to be.
Having a good time.
Having a great day. Go get me another pina colada. Mm.
Wow.
And you're dead. And I don't think it's instant. I think she probably looked down and went, uh-oh, there's a umbrella.
Well, I think the article, one of the articles I saw said cardiac arrest. So,
well, yeah, I'm sure it stopped her heart.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Doesn't that mean
just the shock of that? Yes,
I think if you throw a big pointed stick through your chest, that'll stop your heart. How about that? Unbelievable. And then, of course, the political stuff that's in the news, and we're not gonna talk about that. My daughter sends me a text last night, and it's a link to a performance on America's Got Talent. Now, I'm going to get your calls here in a second. Are you familiar with this group, Lincoln Bridge, L-I-N-K-I-N?
No.
Lincoln Bridge? No.
Mm-hmm. All right, do me a favor. Before we go take call, pull it up. Go to YouTube.
They're come tumbling down?
No, Dan. L-I-N-K-I-N. They look like gangsters. They're four black guys that look like they're going to rob you and take everything you have, and that's the point. They're real intimidating. And I don't watch America's Got Talent, but they walk out on stage, and if you go to YouTube, and tell me when you find Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Tell me when you get to that. And they perform Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Now, you can tell by the look on the faces of the judges, they're thinking, are these guys going to hold everybody up here or pull out guns? I'm not kidding. They look like thugs. And it's the most beautiful harmony you've ever heard. And they're the opposite. And their point, I guess, is don't judge us by the way we look. But I don't get it because they deliberately look that way and they don't have to. So I don't know that I get
it. I think that's the shock of it is you don't expect these guys.
All of their work, though, is the most beautiful. They go caroling at Christmas and most people slam the door on them when they see them at the door. They go into really ritzy neighborhoods in hoodies and junk and the people close the doors and they stand outside the door and start singing Christmas song. And then they open the doors and they can't believe it. What'd you find? You find it's an a cappella group. I'll give you a little bit of it. L-I-N-K-I-N, Lincoln Bridge. Here we go. This is part of the shtick. Make them wonder what they're doing.
Oh, 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 oh just a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow.
You have to see these guys. They look like bank robbers.
And the dreams they didn't really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and look up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, so way above the chimney top, that's where you'll find me.
How about these guys?
Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly.
This ending, or listen.
Why then,
what do you think, Ron TV?
Those guys. I didn't actually want you to play that because of all the noise. If you go to YouTube, you can find that song. Clean. Because
oh,
I can't stand
the show. No, yeah, the editing on that show is terrible.
I hate that show, and I hate that. I can't stand Nick Cannon. That guy is the most talentless guy. All he does is stand off stage going, hey, these guys are good.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ruins the show.
And they always cut a camera to him while somebody's performing, and I don't want to see him.
On the side of the stage.
Yeah, on the side of the stage looking out going, whoa.
Go to iTunes or whatever, or YouTube, and see if you can find without. You have to do it in iTunes. You can't do that with this, I guess.
Did you see the? Did you hear about the 12-year-old girl that was on there?
No.
And
here's the other thing that's wrong with that. That show, the editing, like you said, is ridiculous. Because when somebody comes out, they'll sing one note and they'll get shots of people in the audience going, "Whoa!" Had a chance to see if they're any good yet.
Up. They have microphones, yes, on certain people in the audience.
What were you gonna say?
There's a 12-year-old girl that was on there, and she is incredible. Can you find that? It's like a 12-year-old.
What's her name?
I can't remember what her name is.
That's a good story.
But she, Simon Cowell said she's the next Taylor Swift. And then they hit a gold button, like Howie hit a gold button, which automatically puts them into the live final show.
Is he the only one that has that button?
No, they all can do it. It's in the center of the center of the console there. And
I can't watch it because of the editing and because of Nick Cannon. And I'll tell you another show years ago that the editing was the same. Those Dean Martin roasts,
yes.
They cut away to people laughing their guts out. Those are cutaways from other things.
Right, yeah.
They didn't even
not
match
necessarily from that joke, no.
All right, let me see that screen for a second. Here we go. Call time. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. For most cell phone, star KTRS. Gene, how are you?
Goodness. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm just watching the road rage out here. I tell you what, I'm no scientist, but I think when the temperature goes up, the heat kind of beats down on people's brains, and it causes them to get a little angry out here driving.
That's actually a scientific fact. In hot weather, there's more crime, and people are meaner to each other.
Wow. Okay. Hey, long-time listener, third-time caller, and I will always be AM and the PM.
Thank you, Gene. It's a pretty good commitment. Always. I will always be AM and the PM. Matt, how are you?
All right, AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Got time for a first joke?
I always have time for a joke. Hang on. Go ahead.
Okay, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, a cop for trips to the White House. Donald Trump walks up to Bill Clinton and says, Bill, what are you doing here? He says, well, I can't do Bill Clinton's voice like you do, but he says, well, I'm shopping for drapes because Hillary's too busy to do it. Donald Trump says, well, I'm my own man, and I shop for my own drapes. He says, well, Donald, you know, me and Hillary, we've been getting along too good lately in the bedroom. And what do? You got a hot wife. What do you do to get her all excited? He says, well,
is this joke in with, is that you, Donald?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Good try.
You know, Beth, you got one more?
Hang on. Go ahead. You're wounded. Be careful. Go ahead.
You know, Savannah Guthrie, she's on the Today Show. You're talking about yesterday. Mm-hmm. She's pregnant and all. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's afraid to get the Zika virus and down in, where is it, Rio de Janeiro?
Rio de Janeiro, yeah.
Yeah, Rio de
Janeiro. It's close enough.
Yeah, and I don't see what her problem is because she already got a little head, so what's the problem?
What? What?
I think children born
was that the
with
joke?
The Zika virus end up with a really tiny head.
What was the punchline again?
She's already got a little head, so what's the problem?
But see, it doesn't make sense because the baby would have the...
Okay, I flipped on that one.
You made that. That was a made. That was a homemade joke.
Does she have a smaller head than most women?
No. No.
I don't get what the...
No, she doesn't, actually. She's an average size. Let's just edit that out. Okay, we'll edit that one out. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
I'm good.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You were mentioning the America's Got Talent, and I know you said you didn't watch it, but I mentioned it to Dan. There was a couple on there who this lady had powers, if you will, and they asked people in the audience, and she was able literally to guess what her boyfriend had in his hand. They checked her ears. There were no microphones, anything like that. It was creepy. Howie pulled out a small little vial, and he was walking around. The girlfriend was blindfolded, and the boyfriend walked up to Howie, and he handed him a small little bottle, and she said, you've got a small bottle in your hand. And Howie's looking at the judges and pointing to his eyes like it's eye drops, okay? And she said, it's eye drops, and if you look closely at the vial, it will have an expiration date of, and she kind of thought for a second, she said, of May of 17, and they zoomed in, and it had May of 17 as the expiration date on there.
Okay, and when you saw that, do you think that woman has those powers?
I have no idea, because I couldn't figure out how they did it, because they checked her ears. The guy had no camera, hidden cameras on him or anything.
Okay, let me tell you, she doesn't. Every time, every single time I've seen that kind of thing done, eventually somebody comes forward and shows you how they did it.
Then you need to watch it on YouTube so you can see if you can figure it out.
I will figure it out.
Very interesting.
I'm not smart enough to figure it out, but I will dig and see if I can find how she did it. Because I've seen things, I can't begin to figure it out. Every single time I've gone and done a little digging, there's a magician who will tell you how they did it. There's no such thing as that ability she claims to have.
And I know what he's talking about, but I saw the same video, and it is.
So you did see it, Dan?
Yes, I did
see
it.
Well, I've seen Chris Angel and those people do things that just blow me away. Yeah. How in the world do you do that?
Oh, yeah. And mm-hmm. I know you know that there's something.
It's a trick.
Because when I watched it, I thought, there's got to be something. But this is just incredible to watch.
Well, she pulled that lipstick out of Heidi Klum pulled that lipstick out, and she told her what the color was on the number on the color stick. And,
yeah.
And Heidi's looking at her like, how did you know that? Because I'm not part of this whole thing. There's no way you could have known what color it was on the lipstick.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's unreasonable to think that maybe Heidi Klum and Howie and those people are part of the shtick for ratings to make it look like something so incredible people will tell other people to watch the show? Do you think that's possible?
I guess anything's possible.
I think it is. I think it is possible.
Either that or I think there's something in that, because she wears a blindfold. There's got to be something in that blindfold or somehow to see the numbers or to see, I don't know. There was something.
He had that, the lipstick he had in his hand, he actually had his hand closed.
Yeah.
So there's no way she could have seen the number on that. Same with the vial of eye drops. Anyway, I just thought you might find it.
Yeah,
anyway.
I will. I'll look at it. I like stuff like that. I will check it out. Thank you, Mike.
All right. See you.
Folks, let's have a moment to talk about this again. We've discussed this before. There is no such thing as a psychic. There's not.
Or magic.
Well, there's such thing as magic, and it's magic.
Yes.
It is. There's magic.
There are no magical powers.
No, there aren't.
It was that yesterday I gave you the story, that guy that's suing David Copperfield? Did you see that?
Yeah.
He brought a bunch of people up on stage out of the audience and put them inside a cage and made them disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently the disappearing part was once the sheet was put over the cage,
mm-hmm.
people in Copperfield's crew had them run down this hallway real fast, and it was dark and poorly lit, and so this guy slipped and fell and hit his head while these people are going, go, run, you know? And so I think he's suing him for $1.5 million or something, because he has permanent brain damage now because he slipped and fell while they were disappeared.
There are people that think they disappear, but they don't. There are people that think that somebody has a vision or can guess the number on the lipstick, but they don't. They're tipped off as to what it is. They may not have a hearing device that you can see. There may be other signals that they're given. And by the way, I don't doubt for a minute that Howie and Heidi Klum are in on the bit to cause people to talk about the show. And look what we're doing. And that's an act you talk about.
Oh, and that girl's name is Grace Vanderwall.
Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Fantastic. What can we do for you?
I'm AM to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I have a traffic observation that has been bugging me for like over a year, and I'm wondering if I'm the only one that notices this.
I'm going to guess you're not. Whatever it is.
Well, what is the deal with, and I don't know if it's something they're being taught in traffic school now, but when you go up to a red light or a stop sign, there's a car, the first car in line, is two or three lengths back from the line.
Oh.
They don't even trigger the light.
It drives me crazy when some people, I got out of my car and walked up. I walked up to someone's car and said, you have to move
forward. Can I tell you something?
Forward.
That's a dumb thing to do.
Well, it was an older couple, and I said, you have to move forward to trigger that, because the light wasn't changing. Nothing was happening.
All right, and the older people will do this, and I'll tell you why. Sometimes these tractor-trailer trucks, when they make a turn, it's a big, wide, and they're staying back to give them room to do that.
No, but I see this all the time when they're not even the first car. They might be the second or third car, and they are literally two, maybe even three cars length back from the car in front of them, and literally maybe three cars can get to the light because you're so far back.
I've never seen that.
I see it everywhere I go, and I cannot figure out why.
And you know what's funny? I've never noticed that.
I have.
No.
Are
I've
you
noticed
serious?
Or the people, the first car not triggering the line.
I've never noticed either one of them.
Oh, I point it out all the time. It drives me insane.
You know what'll happen? I'll see it now today. I'll see it when
now you've been focused on it.
You'll see it. And then what's really frustrating is that the car in the front won't trigger. Then the second car behind them is texting, so they don't notice it's not being triggered. And I'm the third car in line, and I can't even get through the damn light. No one's even talking.
Here's a little piece of advice for you and for Dan. Don't walk up to anybody's car and tell them how to drive. Or how to stop, you'll get shot.
No, and I did that. I did that a while back, but it's like I couldn't go anywhere. It's like I couldn't go around them, and it's
exactly.
Like you're not triggering the light. We're going to sit here forever.
What do you mean by trigger the light? What are you talking about?
It's like there
are sensors right by the crosswalks where it knows a car is there, so it'll cycle the lights through. If it doesn't know a car is there, but some lights,
other people go.
Yeah, some light patterns. Some do it automatically, I think. But I think some light patterns, if there's no car there, it won't trigger the green light.
Well, I see it in my side of town all the time, and I've been paying attention, and the one thing that I have seen that seems to have a common denominator is that those young and old, and actually most of them are young that do this, that's why I was wondering, is it something that's being taught now in school? But what they're doing is they're stopping short to answer a text. So they're stopping almost 3 to 4 cars too soon to leave that huge space between them, and they're on their phone texting, because I was actually in a line in a lane one day that was already stopped. The lane next to me wasn't, and I saw the car drive past me and stop short because she wanted to text, although she had almost 2 car lengths in front of her.
Wow. I'll just have to watch for this.
Yeah, I was just curious. I wondered if it was something they were teaching in school or something.
Well, apparently not, because Dan said some old people were doing it. They didn't just get out of school.
No.
I just wondered.
All right, we'll watch for it. Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right, y'all have a nice day.
Y'all too. All right, I'll take a quick break here, and we'll get back and take some more calls. Before you know it, Scott Sherman will be in here. If the car in front of you has Johnny Londoff on the back of it, if you get out and walk up to it, here's what you say. Thank you for doing business with Johnny Londoff, and you can sit here as long as you want to. That's what you say to him. Seriously, that going up to cars? I don't do that. I don't do it. You don't know who's in there. You don't know what just happened. They may have just lost a job, and the husband or wife just filed for divorce, and all they need is for you to say something to them, and they snap. But if the car has Johnny Londoff on it, consider it a friend. in a way, a supporter of the show because they did business with Johnny Landoff. Mr. Landoff is busy, and that's good. Business is good at Johnny Landoff, as it should be. That's what happens when you treat people the way they treat people. That's what happens when you give Landoff love to your customers and when you treat the AM and the PM crowd special as they do. And we can say that because it won't offend people who aren't listeners because they're not listening. See, the people who aren't listening don't know that they're second tier, that they're getting secondary treatment, which is still terrific treatment. But when you're in the PM, AM and the PM, it's appreciated, and you'll notice that. So thank you to everyone who has ever bought a new or pre-owned car from Johnny Landoff, and thank you in advance to some of you who will, because you will. If you at least include them when you're shopping for a car, my guess is that's where you'll buy, unless they just don't have anything you want. If you don't want a Chevy and you're not looking for pre-owned, okay. They're probably not going to be able to help you, but if you'd consider a Chevy, there's a lot to consider there. It's probably the best lineup they've had in 30 years or 40. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, 24/7 at Landoff.com.
Meet me.
And here's a guy that can answer any traffic question that you have. It's Tim Weiland.
And I can't. And I wanted to chime in and tell you when I heard Frank and you talking earlier, and you can't figure it out. And Ian, I've been flying 11 years, and the thing that gets me is just what you said. You get stop and go, and then all of a sudden it just opens up. But the other thing that gets me, I can understand the right lanes slowing down. Mm-hmm. But if you've got five lanes, why is the fast lane stopping? That's the one that stopped.
I know.
Because
I
you have people from the right lanes that are slow trying to get over into the fast lanes to go faster, and then that just causes more backup and...
Yeah, here's the answer. Give yourself plenty of time to go wherever right. You're going. That's what you have to do.
That is. I've just never been able to figure it out, and we just kind of laugh at it sometimes. I'm glad we're up there and not down there like you guys.
And you know what I think about, too, sometimes, too, that those people, some of those people are the nicest people in the world. They would do anything for anyone, and you're calling them names that you wouldn't.
They just don't know how to drive.
No, you just string everything together. I know.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, there's some problems out there. We do have a two-vehicle collision on 94 past Breeze. The left lane is blocked. That would be southbound 94. And then we got a report of a vehicle fire on westbound 44 east of Highway 109. I don't see any delays, but I do see heavy, heavy volume that's going in that direction, but nothing stop and go. And then you have the normal slowdowns now on westbound 70, Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. Eastbound 40's heavy approaching 141 through Mason. This traffic report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. This weekend only at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get up to $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Football. To some, it's more important than life itself.
To me, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends.
It's almost like a religion.
Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is that you did everything that you could. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done.
If you thought football has left town, think again. Mizzou football is here. Get every pass, every play right here on KTRS. We are Mizzou. After the loving. Hear that? Be the first caller at 314-969-5877 to register for your chance to win tickets to see Engelbert Humperdinck at the Family Arena.
It's that time of year again, the time you want to spruce up your yard. And whether you're just adding a few pieces to your deck or a complete landscaping overhaul, check out Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. They have a family business that has been selling to St. Louis for 65 years with a professional professional and knowledgeable staff. A beautifully maintained and colorful garden setting you think might look like a botanical garden instead. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, and refined landscapes, magnificent outdoor living rooms, kitchens, patios, pool areas, and things you can definitely picture in your home. Premium quality plants, not those small ones that you see at the big box stores. Beautiful greenery everywhere you look at Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. Again, they're located at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. This family business would love to see you for all of your landscaping needs. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center.
What are you doing?
Making a good thing even better.
I thought our Webster Groves location of Schnars Hardware was already better than the big box stores, with our quality customer service and real knowledge of how to use what we sell.
Sure, but we need more room for more stuff that people need, and also room for more services.
More services?
Yes, more services like lamp repair, plus more space for all the things we already do.
Oh, I get it. We're improving our Webster Groves location, but wasn't it superb before?
Yes, but now it will be Schnarified.
Schnarified? Is that even a word?
It is now. That means we'll have the same great service that Schnars Hardware is famous for. Services unmatched by the big box stores, with easy parking at both locations. Have you seen my hammer? I can't find it.
Well, if that one right behind you isn't it, I know where you can get a replacement.
Schnars Hardware?
Good answer.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice, at our two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
All right, so last week we get a big hailstorm, and a true story. Someone gets a phone call from a company that does roofs within 15 minutes of these hailstones hitting the roof of their house. And you know what? A few months from now, you're not even going to be able to find that company. There's companies around, a few, that have been around a long time and will be around a long time. Allen Roofing, one such place since 1972. They're not hail specialists. They're not storm specialists. They're roofing, siding, and gutter specialists for over 40 years. And it's all that they do, and they do it as well, if not better, than anyone else. So says Contractor Magazine. Also, you want more information? Check out the website at aroofing.net. Three locations, St. Peter's, Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. You need a new roof, or you need your existing roof fixed, call Allen Roofing.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters? The GE Great American Cooking Event. It's Denise from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that you don't want to miss this great deal from GE. Whether you're remodeling, building, or just replacing a cooking appliance, now is the time to buy. Purchase two or more eligible GE appliances and receive a Visa prepaid card valued up to $1,500. This also includes select built-in style appliances like cooktops, wall ovens, speed cook ovens, and slide-in style stoves. Check out Appliance Discounters' large display of built-in style appliances today.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88 key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordova ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15, or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in store or online.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. This quest is bigger than any one of us. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Tulsa Roughnecks on Saturday, June 11th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Will your money make money in retirement? This week, Dean Barber and Bud Casper reveal how you can solve the cash flow conundrum on America's Wealth Management Show. This Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Until 2 weeks ago, in my career doing this for a living 30-plus years, until 2 weeks ago, I had only ever spoken for one weight loss product or program. And it's a good one. It was a good one then, and it worked. And a couple of weeks ago, I decided to speak for another one. I have refused over the years to speak for most of this stuff because a lot of it is just complete crap. This is MD Health and Wellness in on Bridgeton, and on St. Charles Rock Road, rather, in Bridgeton. Now I got an email. I've gotten a couple of them saying, "What's the name? My husband wants to lose weight. What's the name of that place, folks?" Anybody, any product, any service you hear us talk about here, you can always find it at frankopinion.com. You'll go there. There'll be a menu. You pull it down, click it. It says sponsors, and there it is. And I wrote her back, and I said, here it is. Tell your husband good luck. They're in the testosterone and bioidentical hormone replacement business and the weight loss business. They do both of those things, and they do them pretty well. Let's talk today about weight loss, and we'll talk about testosterone another time, because it's tough to get them both in one session here, if you would. Yesterday, for the first time in 3 or 4 years, I was able to get in now to easily and comfortably to an XL. I'm a 2XL guy and have been for years. I'm XL, 18 pounds down from 3 weeks ago. I weigh every morning. And I'm a guy who kind of enjoyed being heavy up to a point because I liked eating. But when I saw 247, 248, because the biggest I've ever been is 250 in my life, I thought, okay. And you know that thing, the pants are just too tight and you're mad. You get dressed in the morning and you're mad. You're mad at yourself because you let it go this far. Met with these people. They gave me a physical. They ran some tests. Decided that I was a good candidate for HCG. It's a little injection, a teeny tiny needle, and every morning I put it in my fat by my belly button. It's just a quick, nothing, can't even feel it. And that, supplemented with an appetite suppressant for 4 weeks, just 4 weeks, I'm not hungry, and I have lost 18 pounds. By the time this is over, I'm going to lose 25 or 30 pounds. So I'm in an XL, no longer double X. There was a time I had actually bought two or three triple X shirts a few years ago when I had 250. I don't want to be that big. This is a medically supervised program, MD Health and Wellness. It's little building. It's not a big fancy place, but boy, do they have a lot of people coming through there, because there are lots of people, men and women. You get over 40, gentlemen, the testosterone levels decrease. Ladies, I don't even have to tell you how complicated your bodies are with the hormone thing. And then there's weight loss, and there's a huge market for both. And unfortunately, a lot of people who are scamming and making money from over-the-counter products that's supposed to boost your testosterone. I prefer to do it the way some doctor or doctors say I should do it. So if you're interested, and by the way, gentlemen, they'll check your testosterone level free. They'll draw a little blood sample, and then they'll see what your testosterone level is, and they'll tell you. That won't cost you anything. There is a test they do with women. I think it's $70. Ladies, I know your bodies are more complicated, and they can explain all that to you when you contact them. The website is mdhealthwellness.com, but I know you can't remember that now because you're probably in the car, so let's do what we always do. FrankOpinion.com, sponsors. I am really glad that I went down and met with them and took the time to see what they do, and then said, you know what, sign me up, I'll do this too. Yes, it cost a few bucks, but so does everything that's worth doing, I think. It's a matter of priorities. Do you want to continue to be heavy? Do you want to continue to have low testosterone and no energy, no sex drive? That's your choice, I guess. MD Health and Wellness, mdhealthwellness.com. Can I hit a couple of calls?
Yes.
Can we do that? All right, let's go to Tom. Tom, how are you?
All right, Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you. What's up?
Hey, on that, I don't know why people don't pull up at the light, but as far as people being in line, you know, like the third car, and he's got two car lengths in front of him, stuff like that.
I've never seen this. I just haven't noticed this.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I grew up in like Baden, Riverview Circle area and all that mess. Well, it's been a while, but I was always taught, even as a kid, you do that in case you got to get out of there. Someone comes up to your car, you got enough room to pull out and get on out of there.
Really? So,
that's kind of ridiculous. That would mean every car would need 2-3 links between it and the other car.
Correct, but not a lot of people live, You know what I mean? It's kind of how you were brought up, grown up. You know, you just did that. I don't do it anymore because I just don't do it. But when I was a kid, I always did it because you never knew. You know, somebody come up there, you're a young kid or something, and it happened before.
Well, here's what happens. If they come up to my car, I just shoot them in the face.
Right, I understand that. But not everyone carries a gun.
Well, they should, in my opinion.
Well, I agree.
But you agree that if everybody did that, every car stopped, there'd be like two lengths between each car.
No, I get it. You know, some people that grew up in a better neighborhood probably didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I've never heard that as a reason for doing that. But it makes sense, I guess, if you're scared and you're in the wrong part of town.
What years did you grow up around the Baden area?
It was in the late 70s and all through the 80s.
All right, Tom, I appreciate it.
All right, sir, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
I don't think I deserve that. Mm. Will, how are you?
I'm doing good. Spanish Lake Will.
Spanish Lake Will, how are you?
Hey, they don't worry about the traffic signs around here and arrows and directions. Hell, they just go whatever way they want. They look like a bunch of piss ants going around looking for food. The way they drive around here, it's crazy.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that everybody is a bad driver.
Well, you need to see some of the driving over here. I'm on these roads a lot. Like, for instance, you'll be at Dunn Road in Bell Fountain. You want to go north on Bell Fountain, and it says arrow only. You're at the light, and people are honking and going. I've had people come up to me and yell at me, "Why don't you go, you ignorant person," and so on and so on. And you look up, and the sign says, "Do not make a right on a red. It's an arrow only."
ignore those people. I think the worst thing that ever happened. The traffic is texting, and I think every city, every state, the federal government, if you're texting and you're driving a car, they should just take you to jail for a couple of nights. It's the worst thing ever.
It's distracted driving. But another thing, if cars in front of you, they don't pay attention to this. They just run the light, and everybody else thinks I'm going to do the same thing, and I'll stop because the light's red, and then they all get mad at me.
Well, I'm sorry everybody's so mad at you.
because you follow the law.
Well, okay. Thank you, Will. That's well said. Well said. John, how are you, John?
Hey, Frank, how are you? I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
I was just going to chime in. A few years ago, a buddy of mine went to be a seasonal driver for FedEx, and they have a class called the Smith System, S-M-I-T-H.
Okay.
And what they teach you in that is to stay at least a car length behind the car in front of you in case somebody rear-ends you, and you will not hit that car in front.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's a whole class. I mean, they tell you to aim high, to look way down the road when you're driving to see what's going on. And apparently it's supposed for corporations and companies like UPS and FedEx, it's supposed to cut down on the accidents.
All right, that makes sense to me, especially for a commercial vehicle because they got a lot of liability there.
Now, about the one that's the front car that's not hitting the conduit in the street till the light changes, they don't tell you to do that.
I think a lot of people don't know that. I actually didn't know that every traffic light has a thing that you got to pull up to.
I didn't know that. I don't think everyone does. My brother used to work for MoDOT. Some of them have timers to where the.
I know that there are a couple of lights I hit every day, and there's like an arrow, green arrow left, and it knows if there's no car in that lane because as soon as I get up there, within 15 seconds, the green arrow hits. But if you stay back, I've just done it to play with it, the green arrow won't light up. It knows. Yeah. It's got sensors or cameras or whatever.
Some of them now, I think it's more complicated to put the conduit in the street, so now some of them have the little, it looks like a radar gun or something on top of the light that shines down on you.
Oh.
That's the government looking at you.
Yeah.
Hi, John.
All right.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
we take a break. Scott Sherman's coming in next hour. Get your legal questions ready. You know you have them. You know there's somebody that's bugging you, something you want to file a suit, or somebody's suing you, so he'll be in here. First Community Credit Union is where I do all my banking. I was in there today. Ann waited on me today. I needed some gambling cash. I'm ashamed of that, but I'm not afraid to admit it. I like to do that. I like to gamble. So I need a little money. I went in there to get it, and and waited on me. It was a busy day. So it's interesting to me what days you can go in and the teller's windows are just full of people. At the end of the month, first of the month, and maybe middle of the month. But today's the 9th. I'm not sure why it was so busy. Maybe because it's just such a great place to bank. But it wasn't so busy. They didn't get people taken care of. I didn't have to wait very long. I was third in line. They moved us through pretty well. It's First Community Credit Union. It's a great place to bank. And yes, even though bank is not in the name, you can do all the banking there that you do anywhere else. Inviting you to join us and become a member. And I said member, not just customer, because the customers are members of the credit union. American Express, years and years ago, had a slogan, membership has its privileges. I can't steal that slogan because it probably still belongs to them. But there are a lot of people who really do believe there's a big difference in banking at First Community Credit Union and just a regular bank owned by a bunch of people who take the profits at the end of the year. First Community Credit Union, 42 locations. If you want to know more, stop in at any one, have some popcorn, tell them it's on us, or go to firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
They're working with that vehicle fire westbound 44 between Lewis Road and 109. The two right lanes are blocking. You're backed up to Antire, and you're already slow on southbound 55 from Loughborough down through Rivas Barracks. This report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
I was embarrassed, especially if I was with my friends and they told a joke. I had to cover my laugh with my hand. Even smiling was a problem.
Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile with dental implants. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so for 40 years in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen could also fit your new implants with existing dentures so you can eat corn on the cob and apples as well as reclaim your smile.
With confidence.
You deserve to be treated well. So go see Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And get your smile back.
I did at Bowen Dental Care.
Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's BOAIN DentalCare.com.
Thanks, Dr. Bowen.